Hello and good Wednesday morning, House Divided podcast listeners. We are here, we are back for a college football playoff top 10 brought to you by the House Divided podcast. And well, this is mine, as always. You guys know the drill by now. What's up, guys? This is the second to last college football playoff top 10 that we will be doing. We obviously have this week's, then we have next week's, and that's it. No more. Because in two Sundays, on Sunday the 5th of December, the College Football Playoff Committee will convene and decide their playoff top four. And after that, there's no real nothing to say. So, let's get into it. As always, graphics here on the screen for those of you who are listening, watching this on YouTube or live on stream, you can see it. For those of you who are listening to this on audio, I will go through it. We'll start with 10. Number 10, the Oklahoma Sooners. Boomer. Kind of sucks. The Sooners aren't good. However, at one loss, they slip into the top 10 after Oregon and Michigan State drop out. They have Oklahoma State this week, and they could, with a lot of chaos in front of them, a lot, and I mean a lot of chaos in front of them, Oklahoma with one loss could jump over Ole Miss, could jump over Baylor, could jump over Notre Dame, over Oklahoma State, because they would have to beat Oklahoma State and over Michigan to get into a top five and be just on the outside looking in. They need a lot of chaos, but they could do it. Will they? I don't think so, which is why I have them at number 10 and the fact that I don't think they could beat anybody above them. Number 9, Ole Miss. They're screwed. They're out. They're better than Oklahoma, though. Number 8, Baylor. Baylor beat Oklahoma, which is why they are above Oklahoma and Ole Miss. I think Baylor has a better resume. Again, I don't think that's going to mean much for them. Is this just this one song on repeat? Is this the only song in this playlist? It is. We're staying with it. Number 8, Baylor. They're out, but they're better than... I believe they have a better resume than Ole Miss and Oklahoma, but... Two losses, they're not going to have enough. Number 7, Notre Dame, is Notre Dame. Notre Dame, one loss. That one loss came to the Cincinnati Bearcats, who we'll talk about here in a moment. I don't know. Notre Dame's schedule is not impressive. Notre Dame did not look impressive at all. They struggled against Florida State. They struggled against Toledo. They struggled against Purdue, but Purdue's obviously better than what we thought, so that's why they're there. So that's harder to say. But Notre Dame's just not impressive. Number 6, the Oklahoma State Cowboys. They, one loss, find themselves on the outside looking in. They need to beat Oklahoma this week. They need to have a little bit of help in front of them. They very well could get it these next 2 weeks. Ohio State or Michigan is going to lose on Saturday. Michigan or Ohio State are going to lose Saturday. And then Alabama or Georgia are going to lose 2 weeks from now. On the first Saturday of December, on the 4th. Or if Cincinnati loses and then Oklahoma State wins out, boom. Like, Oklahoma State has a pretty good shot. Moving on to number 5, the Michigan Wolverines. Not much to say. Michigan needs to win. That's it. Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines need to beat Ohio State if they want to go anywhere. It's been that way forever. Will they do it? I don't know. I don't think so. Moving on to number 4. The Cincinnati Bearcats finally cracked the top 4. Make the playoff 4. It's not looking good because they got Georgia. Cincinnati plays East Carolina this week. That should be a cakewalk for them. That'll help them boost some confidence going into the American Athletic Conference Championship. Number three, Alabama dropped down from 2. Alabama just looked pedestrian against Arkansas. They beat Arkansas by, I believe, 8, if I remember correctly. And just kind of looked pedestrian, which is why they dropped down to 2. Or down to 3, I mean. Obviously, that loss against, they'd be Arkansas by 7. My bad, not 8. So that's why they're at 3. Ohio State is at 2. They just absolutely dismantled the Michigan State Spartans. Number 7 Michigan State Spartans. Oh my god. Michigan State had a bad time. Bad, bad time. And the number 1 team in the land right now, the Georgia Bulldogs. Ooh, hiss. But there they are. Georgia has the best defense in the country. That, I don't know what else to say. That's it. Georgia's good. They're going to beat whoever the fuck they play this weekend. I think Georgia Tech or some stupidity. Let's see who they play this week. Schedule. Yeah, they play Georgia Tech at noon. They're going to blow them out of the water. Then they'll play Alabama. They'll probably beat Alabama. That's that. And that is the college football playoff top 10. Real quick recap. Georgia is pretty good at football. They're number 1. Ohio State's offense is very good. They're number 2. Alabama coming off the back of a little bit of a struggle with the Arkansas Razorbacks. They're 3. Cincinnati 4. Michigan 5. Oklahoma 6. Notre Dame 7. Baylor 8. Ole Miss 9. And Oklahoma Sooners. Boomer. They kind of suck. Sooners are number 10. That's it. We'll see you guys later today for the podcast. So thank you for making this House Divided podcast short part of your day. We will thank you for listening and or watching, and have a good one. We've got a lot of good games this weekend. It'll be fun. Peace out. Stay classy. See ya.